South Korea says Pyongyang has fired artillery shells into a buffer zone as tensions escalate on the Korean Peninsula. The U.S. and South Korea are holding annual military exercises in the city of Yeouju. Earlier, around 250 shells were fired into South Korea's waters from North Korea. Let's speak now to Rob McBride, who joins us live now from Yeouju. So, Rob, just tell us what's happening there now.
That's right. These exercises come at this time of increasing tensions on the Korean Peninsula. These are annual drills, mainly involving South Korean forces, all of the different services of the South Korean armed forces. But at various places, as we are here, also it involves detachments from the U.S. contingent here. We're on a tributary of the Han River, about a couple of hours' drive from Seoul. The Han River passes through Seoul. And what they've been doing here is they've been conducting a river crossing exercise, setting up pontoon bridges, driving armor over the top of these pontoon bridges, really to develop their skills in river crossing. As the commanders here have been telling us, this the Korean Peninsula, there are a lot of rivers. It is vital that they have this skill. If in wartime they have to use it, it could mean the difference between success and failure, as they have told us. But for the past few years, South Korea has avoided these large-scale drills, partly because of COVID. The drills have been scaled back. Sometimes they're just simulations online. Sometimes they've been cancelled altogether, but mainly to allow dialogue to take place, to try to get the North Koreans to talk about denuclearization. Now, as we know, those talks have failed. They have come to nothing. So we've seen a resumption of these large-scale military drills. We have these land drills. We've just had naval drills off the east coast of the Korean Peninsula. That involved the Ronald Reagan, a U.S. aircraft carrier strike group. It's the first time that we've seen those sort of drills for 5 years. According to the North Koreans, this is a provocation. According to the South Koreans and their allies, it's because of these drills that they guarantee stability. It acts as a deterrent. It shows that the South and their allies are standing firm, and it's a guarantee of peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula. But we've seen the North Koreans' reaction to this with the firing of artillery Tuesday through into a Wednesday morning, and then again Wednesday daytime. And crucially, these shells, a lot of them falling in this buffer zone. It's a zone that runs along the maritime and land border. When it was agreed in 2018, when relations were a lot better than they are now, that military drills wouldn't be carried out there because it acts as a provocation. There is a chance of a miscalculation or a mistake that could lead to untold consequences. So we've seen from South Korea the accusation that this is a further provocation from the North. But with all of the missile activity that we've had from North Korea, the South Koreans have not been deterred from their military drills, and in fact have announced that at the end of this month, we will see mass air drills involving literally scores of planes from the United States Air Force and their South Korean counterparts, including the most up-to-date F-35s.
All right, Rob, thanks for that. Rob McBride, live for us there in Yeouju, South Korea.